Under the recommendations of the Pay Commission released Monday evening, the pay of state senators and assembly members would increase from the current $79,500 base salary to $110,000 on January 1st, rising to $130,000 a year by January of 2021. Governor Cuomo, speaking on WNYC's The Brian Lehrer Show, says lawmakers deserve their first pay raise in 20 years.
Look, we want to get talented people into the legislature. You have to pay them a salary that allows them to live and not be a martyr.
The commission also recommends that the governor's pay be increased from $179,500 a year to $250,000 by 2021. That would be the highest governor's salary in the nation. Cuomo says he isn't concerned about the amount of his own salary, saying his job is not about the money, but he says he does want to be able to better compensate state agency commissioners. He says the stagnant salaries have made it difficult for him to attract top talent to the posts.
I have to hire commissioners who are in charge of multi-billion dollar agencies.
State agency commissioners and public authority heads would be eligible for salaries of up to $220,000 a year by January 1, 2021. The Pay Commission also recommends some reforms. One, that outside income for legislators be strictly limited to 15% of their total government salaries. That's similar to current rules in Congress. Two former leaders of the legislature face prison time for illegal actions involving outside pay. And the commission says the number of stipends paid to members in leadership posts and on committees should be reduced from the over 150 now to just 15, 9 in the Assembly and 6 in the Senate. The commission's report also warns that if the state budget is not approved in both houses of the legislature by the April 1 deadline each year, the raises will be rescinded. The commission believes it has the power to set those conditions based on language in the law establishing the pay panel. That language says any salary increases will be conditioned upon performance of the executive and legislative branches and also upon timely passage of the budget. Blair Horner with the government reform organization, the New York Public Interest Research Group, says while the wording is somewhat ambiguous, lawmakers did vote in favor of the measure during the budget process earlier this year.
The lawmakers voted for it, and I'm sure that this is one section of the budget that they all read. So what did they think was going to happen when they tied it to performance? That they were going to go to the gym more? Who knows what they were thinking?
Horner says he thinks the commission has the power to go even further and recommend more reforms that include the executive branch, which has had its share of scandals. Several former associates of Governor Cuomo have been sentenced to prison for participating in bribery and pay-to-play schemes. The incoming Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says Democrats, who will control the chamber in January, have the votes to enact at least one of the reforms to adopt limits on outside income. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, in testimony before the commission, said he did not want to link any legislation, though, even reform legislation, with the pay raise, saying any salary hike should stand on its own.
To agree to a specific piece of legislation in exchange for compensation is not something I'm even comfortable in doing. But I hear what people are saying, and I think that we've shown in the past that we've had an appetite to listen to reforms.
Hastie has not yet said what the assembly will do, but in a statement he said he would be guided by the principles of the independence and respect for the legislative branch, which he says are embedded in the New York State Constitution. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.